Yes, eventually we were going to get to it. Simply the best if we waited another couple of minutes. Good on you, Jono. We do thank you for that. Andrew Webster joins us. Is she back or not?
Oh, I thought it was great, Jono. I thought it was great. Hello, Webby.
G'day, boys. Yeah, she might be back. It seems pretty likely that Tina Turner will be the face of the game just for next season. But next year marks the 30th anniversary since the great Simply the Best was the anthem of the game. And, yeah, the NRL are in negotiations with Tina's management, Roger Davies, about her. It's unlikely that she's going to come out
right
to Australia. But, you know, she's Tina's 79 and she's very, very, she's fiercely private and, you know, rarely makes any public appearances these days. But to mark the 30th anniversary, it looks they've been talking the NRL to her management about, you know, getting to do some voiceovers and really celebrating Simply the Best for one season next year. Yeah. Bring it on.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah. Be great. And it's quite apt that we're saying that on the morning after that game yesterday. Last night was an absolute cracker. What was your take, Webby, not only on the game, but on the Jared Waria-Hargreaves incident? Do you think he's got a concern?
Yeah, I think he does. I'll be very interested to see what the charge is later today when it comes down. I thought it was, there was a few commentators making apologies for it and said that's just part of football. I don't really think so, because if you watch it in real time when it happened, he come charging in when he was sort of being held up there, Liam Knight, and, you know, it wasn't necessarily a swinging arm, but if he'd swung it a little bit earlier, it would have been. So, you know, that was a sickening blow. I love Jared. I love his aggression. But the ACC is going to be on the match review committee to make a strong charge, because there was such a backlash, remember, to what happened to Sam Burgess for a careless high tackle, that he got downgraded and was a $1,900 fine. That is not a $1,900 fine, what happened with Burgess, and that's not a $1,900 fine, what happened with Hargreaves. So we'll be interested to see what they come up with later today.
They'll be looking at the level of force, and even before his head hit his teammate's head, there was a great deal of force from that hit into the head of Liam Knight.
100%. But as I said, if you look at it in real time, I remember watching it when it happened the first time, and I went, he's come charging in, Jared, which he likes to do, and which is fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, rival props are fair game. But that one in particular was very, very dangerous. So I don't know. But look, if they lose him for two matches, they're going to have to make the grand final for him to come back, likely. You know, so it's going to be all eyes on the match review committee, and not for the first time this season.
A couple of storylines, really strong ones throughout the course of this week. The biggest is arguably Robbie Farah and whether he's going to play. I think we get clarification today, don't we, Webby?
Well, let's see. So, you know, Michael Maguire is fronting the press today. The captain's run, obviously, is Saturday. At the start of the week, I was talking privately to some of his teammates and others who are very, very close to Robbie, as well as Robbie, who has been unbelievably cryptic this week in his text messaging. He hasn't really given too much away. But at the start of the week, I would have said no chance. But suddenly, those people who thought he had no chance of playing, and these are the people who know him best and are there at the coalface with him, they're suddenly saying they'll be surprised if he doesn't play. So that is a remarkable turnaround. There's only so much you can do with a broken bone. You know, maybe a hyperbaric chamber is it, but there's only so much rehabbing that he's been able to do to try and get himself ready. It's the pain that he's got to play through. So it could be I don't know. To be honest, I think it's a risk. Yeah. I think they've been, you know, apart from the fact that he could get injured early on and they're down a replacement, I just think they've been going so much better with Benji and Josh Reynolds, you know, in alternating between in that role at dummy half. So
yeah, that's the balance, isn't it? That is is he prepared to roll that dice, Michael Maguire, upset the apple cart, so to speak? What about the upsetting the apple cart at Brookvale last weekend? The imbecile, he's copped a 2-year ban for approaching, it's worse than approaching, but there were no punches thrown to Will Chambers.
No, that's it. But look, you know, I've written about it in the Herald today. This suggestion that the security staff are overreacting, people are only sort of looking at that one camera angle from Fox Sports. Now, I've spoken to numerous people who were in that tunnel, and the guy wasn't just trying to get a photo. He was trying to film himself abusing Will Chambers with some pretty colourful language that I can't repeat on a family program.
Why would you do that? Breakfast. What do you do? Share that. Here's me abusing Will Chambers as he left the field.
Exactly.
Is that what happens?
Exactly.
Hashtag
so,
idiot.
So he's pushed through, but he hasn't touched Will Chambers. But what did happen was that he hit the side of the face of another security guard. And that, you know, so that's not cool. That's not right. That's not just taking a photo. So I think he's lucky just to get the 2 years, to be perfectly honest, because it could have been far worse. But, yeah, it's those that are saying that the security staff have overreacted is, there's been a bit more to it.
No. I think he gets to appeal that, as you do everything.
Hey, Webby, this is an SMS that's coming from one of the listeners, Paul at Huskisson. Boys, I listened yesterday to your defence of Paul McGregor, the Dragons having a disjointed season, injuries, DeBellin, et cetera. That's why they missed the eight. Well, on the other hand, South's top four finish, their best player, Inglis, gone after two games. The brothers out for extended periods. It's player attitude and good coaching is that in summary. What are you hearing around Paul McGregor and that review of the football department?
Look, I've got a major piece in the Herald tomorrow about my beloved Dragons and how it's all gone wrong this season. I've spoken to a lot of people there. I have to say, I will be stunned if he gets sacked, merely because of the payout. So it's around 1.2 as people are reporting. But it's not just that. They've got to pay for another coach.
Correct.
So, you know, Wynn Corporation and the Gordon family came on board as 50% owners in August last year, and while they future-proof the club financially, they're not that keen so early after clearing all this debt and also taking 50% control of the club. But they're not going to be that keen, I've been told, by numerous sources in the last few days, that they're going to be paying out anywhere near that amount of money. There are certainly some on the Dragon side of the merger, and that's not directors, but there's some within that club that believe that he should go if there is a substantial loss to the last place Titans on Saturday. But I would be surprised if he goes. Look, I think you can only... The number one thing that they keep saying is, I know there's the injuries, but is the DeBellin situation. Now, they just honestly thought that DeBellin was going to get cleared. And I just think that was a naive strategy to take. There's standing by your player when he's protesting his innocence, but it's also, I think it's a flawed strategy not to prepare for the fact that he wasn't going to be there.
Yep, no doubt about that. This comes from McHugh, one of our listeners. Webby, for you. Can you please ask Webby, does he think Barb Smith will get a testimonial dinner? Also, how much the grand final rings are each? And how much Barb Smith's ring was and his thoughts. Well, I only asked you that. Well, McHugh's asked me to ask you, one of our listeners and viewers. But, Webby, Cameron's cut up a bit rough about the criticism in the last 24 hours. He copped plenty of praise, by the way, but he has copped a few barbs of late.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon the pun.
Yes.
Oh, look.
Sorry.
Firstly,
a few barbs, you know.
Ring wasn't $15,000, as people have suggested. You know, it's not every day that a player plays 400, and I thought, it was good. It was nice recognition of a prominent female in the game. You know, they're always sort of forgotten. The people that are behind the superstars. I just can't. You know, if it was any other player, would there be this much of a raucous over it?
No.
You know, I understand where Cameron's coming from. You know, you can sit there and hammer him all you want. He's a big boy. He's put up with it for a long time. But when you drag his wife into it, I just think that's a little bit low.
I don't think they did. I think the NRL did by giving her the ring.
Yeah, I don't think people have dragged her into it. I think,
I'm pretty sure they have.
Yeah.
I think it was a ill-judged move from the NRL.
I didn't have a big issue with it. But I thought if there's no junior or country club out there that couldn't do with $5,000.
No one's downplaying how important Barb Smith's been in Cameron's career and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he's been a highly paid player for an extended period of time.
She has benefited throughout his career, hasn't she?
You know, anyway.
I thought it was a nice gesture.
No, I've got to tell you.
On it. But to be honest, if you're going to talk about $5,000 being misspent on her. I could talk ad nauseum about misspent money all over the game, which is a lot more than $5,000.
I thought you were going to go into your misspent money. And you don't want to go into my misspent money. I can tell you that either. Good on you, Webby.
Don't let me start thinking about that.
Well, the problem is, it's only come back up. We have not even really talked about it much on this program over the past fortnight, but Cameron's brought it back up.
He did,
right? So that's
he did.
That's the reason we question it. Good on you, Webby.
Good on you, boys.